السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا غلام احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. With respect to brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many, many ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find the word hafiz, hafaza. That means Allah ta'ala is the sole protector. Allah is the one who protects. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accompanied by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he was a youngster at that time, and he said, Ya ghulam, that, oh youngster, ihfazillah yahfazka, that protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will protect you. Muhaddiseen mention that, ihfazillah, that awamirahu wa nawahiyahu wa hududahu wa huquqahu, that protect the limits of Allah, protect the rights of Allah, protect the commandments of Allah, protect those things that will lead you towards disobedience. And if you do so, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Like in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me and I will remember you. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ, if you assist the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will assist you. So there is a condition over here. A person who protects the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who protects himself from all types of disobedience, and protects the laws, huquq and hudud and the limits of Allah, Allah ta'ala will protect you. Ihfazillah tajidhu tujahaka. Protect the limits of Allah, the rights of Allah, and you will find Allah before you every moment of your life. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi has mentioned that when I pondered over the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was swept off my feet. And alas, and he sighed that how few people understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we will find in many, many commandments of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to protect certain things, and Allah will protect us. There are two systems with regards to protection. The first one is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize means. For example, Allah ta'ala uses the malaika. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدِي وَمِنْ خَلْفِي يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, that every person, every insan, every mu'min, Allah Ta'ala appoints four malaika. Two malaika that are sitting on his shoulders, that's kiraman katibin. And then the two other malaika that protect a person. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Ta'ala will use this malaika. Allah Ta'ala will use these farishtas to protect a person. For example, there is a wall that is going to fall, and Allah Ta'ala will protect that person from that wall falling on him. Or there is a ditch, there is a hole, there is a cave. Before the person can fall in, the malaika are there to protect that person. And Allah is so ghafoor rahim, so merciful upon us, that it is mentioned that these malaika even inspire a person, will advise a person, do not go towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he has to do any wrong, the malaika will inspire him in his heart, that make tawbah. make istighfar. And even then, when a person is obstinate and is hell-bent in committing that guna, then only one sin is written, recorded against him. Whereas a person who does good deeds, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it 10 times, 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah Ta'ala can even exceed the amount of 700. Regarding the hifadat, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن. That it is only a believer who will be particular and protect his wudu. We will find our mashayikh that we term them ba wudu. They are always in a halat and condition of wudu. When a person is in that condition, Allah Ta'ala will protect him from the wasahis, from the evil whisperings of shaitan and nafs. A person is in a state of wudu, then malaika make dua for him. Allah give us a tawfiq. Even when we go to sleep, sleep in a state of wudu. Because a person who sleeps in a state of wudu, the farishta, the malaika make dua for him. The malaika protect him. Such a person will be protected from nightmares. Such a person, his soul, his ruh will make sajda the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important ibadat is our salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ حَافِظُ عَلَىٰ الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَىٰ. Yeah, again, Allah Ta'ala tells us that make hifazat of your salah. Muhaddiseen mention that make hifazat means protect the rights of that salah. Meaning the conditions of the salah, the mustahabbat, the sunan, the wajibat, the faraid. Such a perfect salah that will rise up, and that salah will give a person du'as. May Allah protect you as you have protected me. But Allah Ta'ala save us if that salah is a haphazard salah, up, down, touch the ground, back to town salah, then that salah gives bad du'a to that person. May Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. Allah protect us. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so tell us so many ayats of the importance of salah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever protects his salah, kanat lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al-qiyamah. Such a salah will be a means of effulgence, a protection, and divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and najat, means of success for you on the day of qiyamah. But on the other hand, that person who does not protect his salah, then it will neither be a noor, neither a proof in your favor, and neither it will be a means of salvation for you. And such a person will be resurrected with Qarun, Haman, and Fir'aun. So the salah, the wudu, the salah. On one occasion, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istahyu min Allah haqq al-haya. That adopt true haya, as it ought to be adopted. Modesty, haya, bashfulness. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have haya. We got modesty, we got bashfulness in us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, no, I'm not talking about that. The after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, what is haya? أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعى وأن تحفظ البطن وما حوى. That you protect your skull, your head, and whatever it contains from haram. And you protect your stomach and the internal organs from haram. And وتذكر الموت والبلاء. You remember death and all the trials. And whoever intends the akhirah, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الدُّنْيَا. He leaves the adornment, embellishments of this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person does this, then he has adopted the true spirit of haya and bashfulness. The ulama explain, أَنْ تَحْفَظُ رَأْسَ وَمَا وَعَى. That you protect the head. Yeah, the head means person protects his eyes. He protects his tongue from all haram. Protects his ears from haram. We will find in ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, whenever Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, then there is a dual address that is addressed towards the males and the females. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. In there, it is addressed to both males and females. But when he came to lowering of the gaze, Allah Ta'ala separately informs the mu'minat and mu'mineen, قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ وَقُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala tells the males and the females that lower your gaze. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala alludes to the fact that وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and protect your sharamgar, protect your private parts. The ulama explained that the doorway towards zina and fornication is the eyes. That is why Allah Ta'ala tells us that lower your gaze. The females, lower your gaze. Ibn Kasir rahmatullahi has mentioned that man hafidha basarahu, whoever protects his eyes from haram, the evil gaze, the haram gaze, awrathahu Allah nuran fi basirati. Allah Ta'ala will grant him nur and effulgence in his basirat. In other words, whoever protects his basarat, his eyes, Allah will grant him basirat. What is this basirat? Is that the light in the heart. One is the light of our eyes we see. And as a mu'min, a person who gets the insight, that basarat, that firasat, then he looks with the eyes of the heart. He will be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. So it is very, very important that we protect our eyes. There was one youngster who came to an alim and told him, Sheikh, I'm involved with a certain girl and please give me some duas that I can, you know, cut off this relationship from this girl. So the alim told him that read often, Allahumma ij'alni nura, wa fi 'aynayya nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi 'uduni nura, wa fi qalbi nura. And like that, many, many organs, Allah Ta'ala says, put nur, nura, nura. So now this youngster begins to cry. So the Mawlana Sahib and the Sheikh said, mashallah, already this dua is having effect on this child, on this youngster. So he said, Mawlana, that's not the case. Actually, this girl's name is Noora. You are asking me, oh Allah, put Noor in my eyes, put Noora in my eyes, in my heart. So nevertheless, respected brothers, Allah give us a tawfiq that we make hifazat of our eyes. If a person makes hifazat of his eyes, then naturally he will make hifazat of his sharamgah, his private parts. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, another hadith, that whoever gives me guarantee of protecting between the organ between his two jaws, that is his tongue, and between his two thighs, that is his legs, that is his private parts, I give guarantee of entering into Jannah for that person. The ulama explained, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, that ma ala dhahri al-ard ahwaja ila tuli sijnin min lisan. There is nothing on the surface of the earth that deserves a long time imprisonment than the tongue. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi had a ring, and on the ring was written, Al-lisanu jirmuhu saghir wa jirmuhu kabir. This was a reminder for Imam Abu Hanifa whenever he looked at the ring, and he said that the tongue is a small organ, small piece of flesh. But the amounts of crime that it commits, it is something very, very major. One occasion, Abdullah bin Saqafi radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some advice. And he asked him that, مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلِيَّ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you fear most? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his tongue for ashara ilayhi. And he said, Hada. And he said, this. That is this tongue. Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, he was traveling with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some advices. And he asked, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me that such actions if I do, yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yubaiduna min nar, that will cause me to enter into Jannah and save me from the hellfire. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that, oh Muaz, you have asked for something very azim, very great. But if Allah Ta'ala gives that person tawfiq to act on his advices, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for him. The hadith is very lengthy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do this, do that. And showed him the benefit of each thing. And towards the end of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, oh Muaz, shouldn't I show you the basis and foundation of everything that I've told you? So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed showed me. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ishara towards his tongue and he said, kuffa alayka hadha, that control this tongue of yours. So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu became surprised. And he asked, Ya Rasulullah, will we be taken to task because of our tongue? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that may Allah have mercy upon you. هَلْ يَقُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَةٍ فِي جَهَنَّمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. That, oh Muaz, it's because of the misuse of this tongue, a person will be thrown headlong into the hellfire. So yeah, again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ, protect the commandments of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will protect you. وَأَن تَحْفَظَ الْبَطْنَ وَمَا حَوَى, and protect the stomach and what everything is related to that. Yeah, the ulama explained that protect yourself from haram, from doubtful things. On one occasion, our Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib, Dan Barakatu, he came to our masjid and he was giving the tafsir of the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem regarding Hazrat Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, where they were ordered not to eat of that certain fruit. And then when they ate of that fruit, then immediately their clothes were removed. So Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib explained that the Uryani, Bea Hayai, and all the things that we are seeing around us, this nakedness and this immorality, indecency that we are seeing around us, one of the main causes is because of eating haram. Or because eating of doubtful things. Imagine Allah Ta'ala, this is the Rusul, Ya Ya Rusul, Qulu Min At-Tayyibat Wa'manu Salihah. That, O Rusul, O Al-Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, eat of those which are pure. Pure means wholesome, which is not doubtful, which is halal. And Wa'manu Salihah, and do good deeds. The ulama explained there is a great connection between the two. Eat halal and Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq of doing good deeds. Do eat haram, then you will be deprived of doing good deeds. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and teaching us a great lesson over here, that every organ should be protected from guna, whether it is our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our private parts, our stomach, everything, try and protect it. And Allah Ta'ala will do the rest. Allah Ta'ala will protect you. So the one system is the malaika, يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And the other system, Allah Ta'ala himself protects a person, protects his iman, protects his deen. It is mentioned about an elderly person. I'm not challenging anyone. This person was 100 years old. And he was on a ship. And normally when a ship docks, then he'll put a platform or a ramp for people to disembark. So this person, over 100 years of age, he jumped out of the ship. So people were surprised and asked you, you're such an elderly man. So he said, هذه جوارح حفظناها من عن المعاصي في الصغر فحفظه الله علينا في الكبر. He said, all these joints that I've got, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq to protect it whilst I was young from gunas. So now in my old age, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq to protect these limbs. You will find one of our family members, their mother passed away at a very old age. And Allah Ta'ala gave her a very strong eyesight. So I asked one of the family members, what do you think could be the reason because of this? So that person thought and said, it is none other that I can think about because of the attachment of the Quran al-Kareem. All the time this woman was attached to the Quran al-Kareem. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected her eyes. She could see without any glasses in the old age. So attachment to the Quran al-Kareem. On one occasion, Mawlana Ali Mia rahmatullah ali, in the Haram Sharif, someone told him that a certain person had become Hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem. Then what did he say? Balil Quran yahfadhu. He said, no, actually the Quran that will protect the child. He has protected it in his heart, but the Quran is such, the Quran will protect the child. It will protect our progenies. In the Munkadir rahmatullahi, he mentioned, under this ayat, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَ صَالِحًا, that this kissa and the story of Hazrat Musa and Khizr alayhi salam, where they went to a certain town and that wall was about to fall, but these people did not make the ikram. They were very rude and aggressive towards them, but he straightened the wall. So Khizr alayhi salam did not know the hikmat, and thereafter Musa alayhi salam explained, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَ صَالِحًا, that these people, under this wall, there is a treasure. And this belongs to a certain person whose father was a very pious person. Ibn Munkadir rahmatullahi mentioned that actually this was the father of the seventh generation. Imagine, person of the seventh generation down, right down, Allah Ta'ala will protect it. That is why he said, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْفَظُ وَلَدَهُ وَلَدَ وَلَدِهِ وَالدُّوِيرَاتِ الَّتِي حَوْلَهُ. But a person doing good deeds and being pious, Allah will protect him. Allah will protect his children. Allah will protect his grandchildren, all his progenies, and Allah Ta'ala will protect everything around him. When a person goes to sleep, then he should make it his habit that he recites Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith that when a person retires to bed and he reads Ayatul Kursi, then Allah Ta'ala appoints a malaika, a farishta, that to protect him, to protect his neighbors and everyone around him. So when a person makes that hifazat, when he makes that first step forward, Allah Ta'ala will do the rest. And respected brothers, one of the protections that we can do is every Friday we read Suratul Kahf. And every day on a Friday we make sure we read the entire surah. And every day, it was in this very masjid, as Muhammad al-Hamid Sahib mentioned, that every day we should try and read the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. This will save us from all the isms, all those things that are coming into our direction like waves, like avalanche, like a tsunami, all the fitnas. Inshallah, by the barakat of reciting these verses, a person will be protected from all these fitnas. Whether it is the ism of Satanism, of materialism, of secularism, all these things, respective brothers, a person should try and read the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses daily. And every Friday you should read the entire Surah Kaf. Subhanallah. If you look at the riwayat, the narration of reading Surah Kaf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one narration said, whoever reads Surah Kaf, Allah Ta'ala will create a noor from this Jummah till the next Jummah. And if Shaitan, if Dajjal has to come, then Usima minat fitnati Dajjal, he will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. A person reads Surah Kaf, a noor, ifalj will be created from beneath his feet towards the heavens. Another riwayat, from him towards Kaaba Sharif. So there is noor, only noor. If a person, inshallah, by the nur and the effulgence and the light of the surah, a person will be protected from all these fitnas. And what a great lesson we learn from Surah Kahf is our fityatu ila al-kahf. When those youngsters, they took refuge in that cave, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. Today, we have the spiritual caves. And that is the case of the madaris, the spiritual cave of the makatibs, the spiritual caves of the khankas. May Allah reward Mala Ilyas rahmatullahi. He extended the horizon and where a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving his environment, carrying his bedding, connecting us to the masjid. And that masjid becomes the beacon of light and guidance in an era of darkness. So, in a time when the British wanted to destroy the Muslims in India, at that time, the ulama, ihaq, those stalwarts of deen, they decided to create this Darul Ulum, Darul Ulum Dioban, and became a fortress for the protection of the iman. And with regards to spirituality, the zawiyas, the khankas were erected so that a person can save himself from the effects of nafs and shaitan. And then what to say, the mobile madrasa of today, and that is the tablighi jamaat, going out for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of taking part in these efforts. If you cannot take part, then support these efforts. Weekly, every Friday night, alhamdulillah, Shab Guzari takes place. We should try and encourage our youngsters. We ourselves should try and come and take part in these programs. Because this is a formula for us to safeguard our iman. So nevertheless, respected brothers, coming back to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, احفظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ, that protect the commandments of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. So in every aspect, every sphere of our life, with regards to our eyes, our ears, our stomach, our private parts, with regards to staying away from all those things which will lead us towards all gunas, to shun all those methods and all those ways, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection will come. Hazrat Aban bin Hakam rahmatullahi says that when Malak al-Maut approaches a pious person, and then Allah ta'ala tells Malak al-Maut that smell his head. So Malak al-Maut will go and he smells and he says, Inni ajidu al-Quran fi ra'sihi. I smell the beautiful fragrance of tilawat of the Quran Kareem from his head. Then Malak al-Maut is told that smell his heart. He says, when he goes, he says, I smell inni ajidu fi qalbihi as-siyam, the beautiful fragrance of a fasting person. I smell that from his heart. Then he's told, smell his feet. Malak al-Maut goes and he says, inni ajidu al-qiyam fi qadamihi, that his 2 feet that stood up at night during tahajjud salah, I smell the beautiful effects of tahajjud. Then, respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of leaving this world with iman. That is why when we read the sunnah du'as, when you're going to sleep, in amsakta, as part of the du'a, in amsakta nafsi, faghfir laha